Welcome back. Welcome back to another episode of Scenario. We are back. We are back.
I'm in a bind, man.
Let's get right into it, man.
I got too many chicken options to choose from in one day.
Somebody was saying that you don't have enough chicken options because you're black.
You can have too many chicken options. Earlier this summer, I ate so much Popeyes, I was cool on Popeyes for a little while.
That's fried chicken. You got fricassee chicken. You got baked chicken.
Why is fricassee chicken the first one you go to?
Because it was the first one I thought of my mind.
Your mama used to make you fricassee chicken?
Not at all. I didn't have that until I was in college.
What is fricassee chicken?
It's basically like a filet chicken with a little bit like bread comes around it, kind of like that.
I ain't had that, no. My mom used to make
almost like a Parmesan chicken.
Oh, I don't like Parmesan chicken. Yeah. I don't like Parmesan anything, really. Like when...
You don't like Parmesan, like...
Wings?
Yeah.
Nope. I'm good. Makes me feel like my breath stink. You ever ate something where you just be eating it and you just like...
Mm. But it tastes so good, though.
I don't like cheese, though. So, I mean, okay. It's kind of like a whole thing. So
you only like pizza and burgers, basically.
I can eat nachos because I can control the cheese in, like, some of them. Like, if I can dip the cheese, I'm in a place of... It feels like a safe zone.
Okay.
Like, it feels like I'm in
a... So, you don't do a cheeseburger, then?
No, I do. I eat cheeseburgers like crazy.
But you're saying it's not overwhelming because it's just a slab of cheese?
It's got to be, like, either, like, cheddar or American.
Okay. Like, so, you can't do no Swiss? And
I don't want all that, no.
Okay.
I'm good. I can't eat Swiss anything because I think about you. And that's hella sus.
No, you're not the first one to say that, though, in general, though. It's just
I can't have a part of that being my life, though. Pardon me, this first few minutes of this segment going to be brought to you in part by salt and lime popcorn because I ain't ate dinner and it's late and I'm real hungry right now. I'm trying to, I got basically the same version of chicken to eat for lunch as I have for dinner, but it's a different type of the same thing. So it's kind of like,
decisions.
I'm going to have to go somewhere. Like,
you don't want that sleep, that hungry sleep being grown is like worse.
Hey, I'm going to tell you right now.
Because you're too lazy to get up and get something in the morning because you want to get to work.
They say you're supposed to like not eat like a few hours before bed, but I can't sleep if I'm hungry.
Yeah.
Like, it makes me feel like I'm putting myself on punishment. Like I did something wrong and I had to go to my room and I had to leave my plate at the table.
And then you're going to bed hungry, boy.
Yeah, like you're going to learn today. You don't get to call no shots around here. You're going to sleep hungry. Like... That barely ever happened because I had grandparents I lived in the house with and they had so much food. Like, nobody has more food just around all the time than grandparents.
That's real.
I don't know how I'm going to get to that point in life, but...
Because you don't keep it stock like that.
No, hell no. Hell no. I don't have any food in my refrigerator except for what's getting ate next.
It's a very day
and
by day.
And a ton of condiments. It's like whatever comes in here can get seasoned up like a motherfucker.
But it's day to day.
Day to day. It might be in a bind.
It's like having an injury in the NFL. You day to day. DTD.
Like I always got like something in a bag that I can like throw in like a pan or something. It's in the freezer.
Like the little
like some little chicken.
Pasta chicken joint you could throw on in there.
Yeah, like that type of stuff. I don't eat those anymore because they got like crazy salt in them.
Yeah.
So like I got rid of those. But like every once in a while I just get like some little chicken joints I can just throw in a pan and just eat real quick and dip in one of the 3,000 sauces in the door.
Because you got all the condiments.
Because I got all the condiments. But it's like my line name should have been Condiments.
You'd be mad if you saw somebody named Condiments.
Oh, I'd have to take that. That'd be mine.
Because it don't even matter what it's from, though.
It ain't got nothing to do with my name, but it's mine. I'm taking it.
Condiments with a K, too, though.
Of course.
Yeah,
of course.
But that'd be even funnier, though.
Oh, yeah, of course. Like, Condiments.
My name is Condiments.
You'd be a fat motherfucker.
So the shirt wouldn't even fit you, though, so why would you even take it?
Because I feel like it spoke to my soul. I can't wear the flag.
Condiments gotta be 6'4". It'd be like Courtney Van Buren.
You might be like 5'10", like 280.
Thinking Courtney Van Buren.
Like Martin Van Buren.
The president. Oh, shit. So you said Courtney Van Buren is Martin Van Buren.
Condiments might be Martin Van Buren.
Shout out to Courtney, though, man. He told me he listens to the podcast, though, and everything. He said shout out to the news.
Welcome on in.
The only reason I had to figure out how to weave him into this episode at some point, just because he said he listened.
There's a few people, I was at homecoming this past weekend, there's a few people that came up to me like, yo, y'all be doing it. I'm like, man.
I'm drinking too much right now.
I'd be like, this is kind of like show prep right now. So,
And I'm sorry about it. I sent you a text message in the middle of this to a podcast that like blew my mind at like 11 in the morning.
Oh, I was already.
I figured you was done. I didn't expect you to. It was like one of the things like, you'll get back to me. But I had to text you then before I
didn't see. Like literally, I didn't even recognize that I had saw it until like Wednesday when I went to text you something else. Like, I had no idea that happened. Was that Wednesday?
It was Tuesday. Okay.
Yeah, like something like that.
But the Kwame Wright and Ronnie DeVos verse in the back of a Jeep Cherokee on a napkin.
I think if we learned anything from the new edition extended universe is that a lot of these great hits came at the most inopportune times. 100%.
Because he, like, so we're going to emails in a second, but in his story, he said that he heard the beat, he's like, the beat's all right. But he said, he's like, because they was like, yeah, we're going to be a group. And he's all going to the club. And they all in a Jeep Cherokee, five deep in Jeep Cherokee.
That's ridiculous, first of all.
Now, this is in the 90s, so it's like, and it's a brand new Jeep Cherokee.
Was they hanging out the top like on the Rough Riders video?
This is before Rough Riders, so I don't even know how they'd be hanging out, though. Because this is 91, 92 we talking about. So, wow.
Wow. 90s sucked, yeah. Fashion-wise. Real quick, top three worst fashion decades. Top to 3-1. Worst fashion run.
90s is one.
Okay. Moving right along.
80s.
Okay.
I think everything else has been pretty.
Early 2000s, big T-shirt era.
But that's the, this is the residual of the 90s, though. That's how bad the 90s was that it is still spilled over.
I feel like we had our stuff together in the early 90s. It fell off in the late 90s. The mid-2000s, we just had lost our goddamn mind.
So basically 95.
Like when Cass was wearing 3X throwback jerseys with 4X T-shirts underneath.
So basically 95 to 2005.
There was a break. I think that at the end of the 90s and into the early 2000s, we had figured it out. But then we just lost our mind again by like 2004, 2005.
Or is it really the 2000s?
Cats started wearing tough double polos by like 2005. Ooh, damn. And everybody got a picture in their arsenal of them rocking those polos. Everybody do.
With two polos on?
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep. I had a white one with a red one underneath of it with a Cardinals hat on.
This is after you pledged?
It better have been if it was the mid-2000s. It better have. Shit.
Fuck around, it'd been 04 or something. It'd have
been a good investment in my future. Although that particular organization is a non-hazing organization.
Right. But it just wouldn't have been good in general. Just because when you weren't a part of an organization, you had to be wearing it like that.
I shouldn't have been a part of anything that wore two polos at one time. Goddamn the organization. I shouldn't have been doing that anyway.
Even if you was on the Cardinals, you shouldn't be
wearing. And every woman out there that hears this that was hollering at cats wearing two polos, you are complicit. Because you should have been shutting that shit down.
Right. And if you had to get intimate with them, you had to take them two polos off.
Can you imagine how many clothes you had to take off back then?
Just to get with your man.
Sweater vest, button up, couple chains, big blazer. Ass jeans. Oh my God. If we fucked up anything, we fucked up that blazer era.
Oh, Cats, I was a blazer motherfucker in the 2000s.
Dog, I got some blazers from the mid-2000s in the closet still. Dude, I put one of them on the other day, and I was like, I didn't lose this much weight. Like, this thing was big as hell the first
time. At the beginning. Yeah. Like, actually, probably gained weight.
I ain't know nothing about jackets. I know I've lost weight since them days, but still, there was no point in my life where I should have been wearing this. I was looking like condiments.
So, hold on. This Kwame story is hilarious. So, Kwame is saying, like, so he meets Ralph Tresvant through this girl he's dating's little brother. It's cool with them. Okay. Because Kwame is, like, a couple years older than him. Mm-hmm. So, he's like, I know, like, New Edition. He's like, man, whatever. He's like, so he took him over to Ralph Tresvant. I was like, oh, shit. Ralph Tresvant, they chopping it up. They laughing. He's like, hey, man, I'm going out with the rest of the fellas. Let's roll to the club tonight. So, I don't remember. It was Michael Bivins or Ricky Bell. One of them owned a new, brand new Jeep Cherokee and picked everybody up. Keep in mind, these are early 2000s, though, people, though.
Doing
everybody ain't bringing their own car to the club, though. Sometimes,
no.
They all in L.A. Cass was like, yo, I'm just going to roll, you know. I'm good. I got money to do my thing in there, but right. Who going to drive?
Right.
So, they in the car. They put on the Poison beat, but it's got just the Poison. He said the hook is on there. Nothing else is on there. And they turn it like, hey, man, you should write something to it for us. He's like, man, he's like, first of all, I ain't know how these niggas is going to make it because Ralph was the only one who was going to make it after them. Bobby was going to make it in Ralph. He said, I thought Bobby and Ralph was the only going to make it.
Oh, no.
He's in Johnny maybe because Johnny was already kind of solid before the group. But he said he wrote the song down. He said by the time they went from the house to the club, he had wrote all that stuff in for Ronnie DeVos' first verse and gave it to him. And he said he thought it was never going to come out. Never. He didn't get no publishing until way later on. Because he literally didn't believe it was going to happen.
And then, all of a sudden, he had made one of the greatest songs of all time.
Beginning of a song ever. So, shout out to Kwame, man. Shout out to Kwame. So let's jump in these email bags, man. The streets is, man, they ain't too happy with you, man.
So? What I do now? What did I do now? Well, did what I say something about somebody's baby mama?
No, there ain't nobody baby mama you said nothing about.
I don't say things about people's baby mama.
No, I mean,
that's not genuinely the way I get down, usually.
So we can go to the tweets. I normally don't read tweets, but this one was super funny. This one goes, hold on. Because they seem like they're pretty angry in the tweet. And other people start retweeting that tweet. Yo, why Chief C fan hating on the NBA? ! They killing it! ! LeBron was on primetime killing the NFL ratings. Straight out of low cash.
I read that. Shortly after it got sent to me.
Oh, what time? Because I got it in the morning, so he sent that late.
Oh, well, I mean, like, shortly.
But you know what? Was it was it when you were at homecoming it was sent?
No, I didn't go to homecoming until Saturday morning. I saw it before that.
Oh, damn. They sent it that early?
Yeah.
So they sent it, like, they were, like, live tweeting it in their mind, like, hearing you and this.
Well,
like,
it had to be by, like, Friday.
Yeah, because we put out Friday morning. So it was, like, Friday night, Friday afternoon they sent it?
Probably, yeah. Damn. Like, I saw it. I don't get push notifications from Twitter anymore because it's just too much sometimes. One time I got something retweeted, like, 1,000 times, and I was like, fuck this forever. I don't ever want notifications from Twitter.
But when you saw it, it was Friday evening.
I think. Well, it had been there already. It was like early Saturday morning. It was like I was driving to Columbia.
Okay. So I'm going to say in my mind.
So it was like 7 o'clock in the morning on Saturday. When
so
I saw
I'm thinking they're live tweeting it at work.
Whatever. So here's the thing. LeBron is always going to be LeBron. But I looked up the Nielsen numbers. Mm-hmm. And that was a particularly shitty Thursday night game. It was the Broncos and the Cardinals in a 35-point win by the Broncos, who shouldn't be beating anybody by 35 points.
Ever.
But there's nothing you want to see in that game. Like, nobody. There's no attraction to that. But how am I ever hating on the NBA? If there's anybody that hates on the NBA, it sure ain't me.
But I know you're an NBA dude. We rock like that. But
explain this. No. Explain this to me. You explain to me how I'm hating on the NBA. Now, I said that the NFL is a racist.
So you're
monster.
Challenging the person, because there's another email hating on you too. So
I'm
you want
challenging the first person, and then let's decide we just need to put both of them in together. They can have a tag team match with me and this bag of popcorn.
A handicap match?
No, this bag of popcorn would be in it too.
Okay. Next one comes from Mike D. He says, yo, what's going on with Matt hating on the NBA like this? This is crazy. LeBron is killing everything that the NFL could ever and want to do. They are falling off trajectory-wise all day. Shout out to Eric Reid hating on that other sucker-ass MC.
He's talking about Michael Jenkins.
He didn't even want to put his name in.
That was my favorite thing of the entire last weekend.
Take that back. We need to add the fight to this. Because we got to talk about this fight, too, though.
Oh.
Because that's another email that's about the fight.
We'll get on that.
So this is a two-part question, though, really, because it really opens up the door for two different things.
Okay.
So do you... Let's just lump the other guy. Mike, you got to get lumped in with L36699 and holla at Matt. We got to get into this Eric Reid thing. Sorry about that. I know y'all challenging Matt, but we got to go to Eric.
Hold on. I got to defend that position.
Okay. First of all, I was trying to just dismiss it.
No. I'm never going to dismiss it. If you get time to write into the show, I'll address it. My thing about it is I'm not hating on the NBA by saying that the NFL is a ratings monster. That's simply stating facts, period. There's things that the NFL put out that are dog shit that do better numbers than even major events in other sports and TV in general. Like, it's crazy. Just look up the Nielsen ratings for what Sunday Night Football does every week. It's insane. Look at what Monday Night Football does this week when the Patriots play the Bills and they blind them by like 80 probably. You know what I'm saying? But it's still going to do crazy numbers because people watch the NFL. I think as far as being for the culture and being for the people, nobody does it like the NBA. Nobody. But at the end of the day, there's a whole lot of people that don't give a damn about the NBA because it don't look like them. Period. And that's just the case. The NFL serves as the NFL. I don't like to compare the NFL against anything else except for maybe movies, because the NFL is a destination sport. It comes on once a week for 16 weeks. It don't stretch out as long as the NBA or NHL or MLB do. So people jam all of their viewing into these very few opportunities to see it. And nobody's putting out anything that touches the Super Bowl.
No.
Nobody.
No.
So, I mean, even like little throwaways like Thursday Night Football, do big numbers. Like, Thursday Night Football's on right now while we're recording this. Mm-hmm. It's the Texans and the Dolphins. Nobody gives a damn about that. Even half the people in one of the cities that's playing in the game.
Is it in Houston or is it in Miami?
I think it's in Houston, yeah. So
Houston might be cracking. I can see a whole bunch of women.
Yeah, it's out. In Houston. It's 14-10 at the half right now.
I can
now.
See a whole bunch of women hanging out, though.
It'll go down. It'll go down. But, you know, at the end of the day, but people all over the country still going to be watching it because it's football.
It's true.
LeBron literally changes the way that things function when he's involved in it. There's no doubt about that. He's one of the few individuals in the world, along with like Floyd and Ronaldo and Messi, that could be involved in something.
Curry,
and it changes.
Too, Curry actually enhanced the NBA. It was like they had LeBron that gave them their star, but Steph Curry was that extra little yeast in that batter, though. At that point, though, when it was
entertainment value, yeah, but when you look at moving the dial, he don't touch what LeBron does as far as being able to.
We ain't seen it yet because those kids. Those younger kids fuck with Seth more than they do LeBron, though. Because they did a whole poll on, like, kids. It's more Seth jerseys for kids under 18.
Well, Steph is now becoming what LeBron was when Kobe was where LeBron is at now.
Yeah, like, but that's what I'm saying, though. But I'm saying it's boosting the yeast.
Well, then let's see if Steph Curry leaves Golden State, goes somewhere else in that but here's the thing I'm saying is, LeBron had the Cavs on TV nonstop. Now they got, like, two national TV games this year.
Maybe.
Yeah, nobody moves the needle.
And they're
like
playing. And they're playing LA for one of them.
Nobody moves the needle like
LeBron. Keep in mind, they're playing LA for one of them.
Well, yeah, but I mean, I'm just saying. I'm just saying, like, yeah, exactly. So I mean, it's like you can't until further notice. Nobody touches what LeBron does as far as moving the needle for his sport. Yeah. Like the NBA don't make moves unless LeBron make them.
I'm gonna give a shout out to our Chicago Bulls finally deciding to really tank for real.
They fucked around and won yesterday.
I know, but they did good for a minute. Just to stay on the path of the tanking, to stay the path, stay the course.
Yo, Zach
stay the
Levine.
Process. It's the process.
Zach LaVine, mad respect, dog. You can like literally fly, I think. Hey, knock it down a couple notches, man.
we trying to tank her.
I need to get one of
them. I'm
trying to get one of them cash from Duke.
I want the big one. I want the big one.
Hey, that dude be playing grown men looking like he playing on a sandlot.
You can't tell me you don't want him. You don't tell me you don't want Zion Williamson.
I kind of want R.J. Barrett more.
You think? No, I want Zion.
Zion make the highlights and stuff, and he does.
I will play the Lauryn Hill song every time he comes out on the court.
You better not serenade another dude.
Oh, I serenade Zion Williamson. Zion Williamson.
You gonna take your shirt off and sing to him?
I will. No. If he comes to the Bulls, I will. Actually, because we watch the draft every year together. Oh, that's me. My bad. Oh, that was me. My bad.
You got the porn?
No, that was a YouTube link. I hit it. I thought it was your shit.
I ain't firing the porn up on the show.
It wasn't porn. It was just
you
the
sure?
YouTube.
Oh, it sounded indescript, like
nah,
porn.
Nah. Hmm?
Okay.
I keep my porn locked behind another lock behind another lock. So it's,
you do have a kid to get
some. Yeah, exactly. You already know what I got to do.
Not let a kid hold my
porn. So
ever.
But I'm just saying, we've watched the last draft the last 2 years. This year, Zion Williamson go to the Bulls. I will take off my shirt and wear no shirt the whole rest of the night out in public.
Okay. Cool. It'll be J.R. Smith following.
Yep. No. It'll be in the middle of June. I'll be J.R. Smith in the middle of June. If we can get him.
Well, God bless. Let's go for it.
Yeah, man. We need him. We need him. Shout out to you, though, man. Let's get into this fight, man. Reed versus... I mean, a part of me doesn't want to have a discussion though in front of. We have a lot of nice. I think 20-25% white listeners.
Let's put this.
Part way. Of it, I don't want to have in front of y'all.
No, it's okay. They need to hear this. So here's the thing. I'm 25% white. So I mean, you got to have it in front of me. I'm having it in my internal monologue. So we talking about it.
Yeah, that's true.
But here's the thing. Eric Reed came out. Eric Reed recently returned to the NFL after being banished north of the wall.
So he's
He's Benjamin in the NFL.
Mm-hmm.
And he came back. And meanwhile, Malcolm Jenkins, while Eric Reed had been north of the wall, he was out here soft toe shuffling, shucking and jiving, cooning and wailing.
Getting that money.
Mm-hmm.
Sliding them feet.
And Eric Reed came back and said, "Hey, dog.
You ain't hired cap. You ain't gave no money to his organization with the suits. You ain't did nothing but put it in your organization.
You know what? You a sellout, bruh." And literally took it to his face before the thing. Like, he walked out during the coin toss and walked over there.
I can't hold this in.
The thing was, because he was on defense mm-hmm. so he knew I couldn't see you on the field. Mm-hmm. This is the only time I'll be able to see what I got to say to you.
Eric Reed's a man of conviction.
Hey, man. It's like he is the Nat Turner to Denmark Vesey. Denmark Vesey started a revolution, but didn't get to, his revolution got thwarted, and then Nat Turner finished that shit off. There you go.
Yeah, he's like Joseph. He finished off the work to Caps Moses.
There you go.
Yeah.
There you go. That's him. Because he like, yo, you ain't called Cap. You ain't did nothing.
Eric Reed kind of came like the 50 Cent of the NFL. Like, he said, I'm going to call you out. I'm going to embarrass you in front of your people.
And when I get interviewed, I'm calling you a sellout.
And he got the pick to win the game.
Damn, the son of Morton Wounds, man.
Shout out to Eric Reed. I think I figured out the team to start my Madden franchise with this year. I think it's the Panthers.
You got the 18?
19.
The 19. You got the new one?
Yeah.
So you're just trying to figure out how you're going.
I've been on the fence. I haven't put it in yet because I don't know who I want to start my franchise with. Like, this has literally been sitting on my mind for weeks. But I'm like, eh.
But you're a 49ers guy.
Yeah, but I do that all the time, though. Like,
mix up the teams.
I did the Packers last year just because I want to play with a good team for a change.
You don't have to build up nobody though for a minute.
Yeah, just wanted something nice. Aaron Rodgers was fun.
So, next up, man, this fight, man.
A lot of hood rules got addressed in this fight. Hold on.
This is the best fight. This is the best fight I've seen in the NBA in a long time.
So, let's set the table. On Saturday night, I went to sleep, if you want to call it that, early. Mm-hmm. After a tough day of homecoming.
Or a tough night.
Didn't have much to do with the day. It didn't have much to do with the night.
You were day drinking.
Yeah, it was day drinking beyond my years where I'm at right now. But so what ended up happening was I fell asleep and missed a lot. When I woke up, the Dodgers was in the World Series.
So you passed out in the car during the game?
No, this was at night. I didn't end up going to the night festivities because I was in the hotel.
Oh, so you didn't even make it to... you passed out in your hotel?
Yes. I went back to my hotel and I passed out and woke up. It was like 2 o'clock. I said, well, I'm just going to get the rest of this rest now. But
fuck it. We might as well watch a little bit. So you caught up on your sports at 2 in the morning?
No, I didn't get caught up on anything. I just looked at that and said, I'm going back to bed. I got up and drove back to St. Louis at like 6 o'clock.
Okay.
I was like, all right, I'm fully rested now. Might as well get going.
Oh, you live to go.
Oh, it was great. It was great. But so... I saw that I missed a lot of stuff. I saw Ohio State lost by 30. I saw
to Purdue.
I saw that the Dodgers were in the World Series, and that Rajon Rondo and Chris Paul threw hands in a fight that should have happened in 10 a club
years ago. Or 10 years ago in general, though.
Maybe
because they said, "Did you see Paul Pierce? What he said?"
No.
Paul Pierce said they've been having beef since they both came in the league at the same time.
Mm-hmm.
He said that Rajon Rondo been hating them for 10+ years.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, God, but they never had that moment.
So let's get into the dynamics of this fight.
Mm-hmm.
So
the young boy, Ingram, frustrated with Harden, and I get it. He flop around. He do all this kind of bullshit.
I would be real pissed playing against Jack.
And you got to think, these young boys, they trying to build their own legacies too, though.
Yeah.
And Harden is... Would I be wrong saying that I don't think the young boys respect Harden at all?
No, they do.
You think so?
I know so. They do. Because he'd be killing it on the circuit all summer. They got hella respect for him.
I was saying the young boys respect LeBron. And then I think it's like a skip down to like Steph.
They respect Harden more than Steph.
Because Steph ain't out like Harden is. You saying kicking
him. I mean, Harden just is a killer on the court.
Okay.
He's a killer. No matter what you think about him, he's a murderer on the court.
So the only reason I was saying it is because I was saying
he's a legend of the ladies' clubs too.
Yeah, he is a legend of the shoe establishments.
Mm-hmm.
But I was the only reason I was saying that is because I was thinking that that Ingram was like on some like, yo, fuck that dude. Like, I'm tired of his shit. Like, he's out here on this other shit.
You know, cats get the jaw on the court. You never know what really sparks something up in the first place. But what ends up happening, he ends up shoving him.
Yeah,
which slows stuff up. And somehow,
because James Harden flopped.
Yeah.
Do some floppy shit.
Yeah, of course. I mean, you can kind of, draw a line under how he going to get down. But then all that goes down, and then you get Chris Paul and Rajon Rondo in the same proximity.
And it was like almost like, oh, it's a Mexican standoff. Like, we happen to be in the same room at the same time, and we both got guns on, and it's only 10 feet in this room in a circumference box. Mm-hmm. Let's get it on. Mm-hmm. So then Rajon Rondo gleeps. People understand he did gleep on him. That's the difference between spitting and gleeping.
See, I thought it was it's gleep, but a T.
It was gleeping. White guys said gleep.
We said gleep, but a T.
Gleeping. It was like gleeping on him. Like, it's like where you don't spit. It's like through your teeth. Like,
I know what it is.
Yeah.
I know how to do it. But we said it with a T.
Gleeting? Y'all say gleeting?
Yeah.
So you say gleeping.
Nah, we say gleep.
Okay, well, I'm somewhere in between.
It's like 96.
I always thought it was gleeping. Mm. I had a classic moment within football. My only year playing football in high school. Dude that ended up playing at Harvard as an old lineman, he kept gleeping on me. And I turned around and hit him with my brush. I had my my brush like Daryl from, like, this fucking crazy. Daryl from Poetic Justice with his brush. So I turned around with my hard end brush and threw it and hit him in the head with it. He ain't never fucked me ever again. He's 6'5", like 300 something pounds.
Yeah, I still got one of them joints too.
You do? You got, and where the handles turn off on him, where you just got?
No, I just got the one without the handle now.
No, I'm saying there's no handle on it.
Yeah, no, it's got no handle.
Is but it broken?
Never had a handle though.
Oh no, this one, it used to have a handle and it broke off.
Oh, how you breaking the handle on a brush?
I broke it on purpose. Oh. To be to have with the hand joint.
You didn't go to a school that was so bad you needed a weapon though.
No, but I mean,
you just doing it for the culture.
It was, you know, it was a lot like a prison to a certain extent, even though it was an all boys school.
Well, just because an all guys school sounds like a
yeah.
prison.
Yeah, it was a lot of testosterone up in there. You had to be ready though at all times though, because somebody could throw you up in a locker, push you. You had to be ready.
You got to die if you put me in a locker.
First of all, not in a locker. I'm saying push you into a locker, like joking around, like somebody come around, push you into a locker. Like, you had to be ready. You had to stay ready.
No, I mean, you see the school I went
yeah,
to.
Yeah, yeah. So think you about that, but it's all dudes, though.
Yeah, oh, I get it.
Yeah. So, what did you think? Who do you think won the fight, number one?
Rondo.
You think Rondo won the fight?
Damn right Rondo won the fight.
Because he got the gleet on him and then it punched him?
No, he hit him with some true dogs.
So you don't think Chris Paul got him?
No.
Got him?
No. No. And then LeBron broke the homeboy rules, too.
How did he break the homeboy rules?
Like, LeBron grabbed Chris Paul, but he grabbed him and, like, set him up to potentially get teed off on some more.
Oh, kind of how
you never grab somebody when they throwing hands, because you're going to get them set up.
Because that other person like, oh, you got him? Boop, boop.
Right. And you'll get them knocked clean out. I've seen too many people get hold, like, hold up, break him up, and then the other dude get free, and it's like free range.
And now you really holding him.
Yeah. And then after that, you putting him on a gurney because you done got knocked out because you holding his arms down.
That's real.
But what happens when LeBron goes back to the locker room after that? Like, that's one of his main homeboys.
With Rajon? I don't think he said nothing, though.
Like, Chris Paul is one of his main homeboys, yeah. and you done just stole on his boy like that. Like, I thought it was going to get a lot liver than that, because there's some straight wires on the Lakers. Like, JaVale.
Why was Lance Stephenson in the cut, though?
Yeah,
How did he not get into this fight?
I expected for him to be on the All Goon Squad.
How did he not get? Is he trying to repair his career?
I don't know. I don't even think he's aware of the fact he's got a career, so I don't know if he can do
but
that.
But why is he not fighting?
Well, Brandon Ingram threw the most classic NBA club punch. Yeah, but I mean, it was the most classic NBA club punch because he just runs in, throws it with them long ass arms, and then does the back pedal like Deion Sanders in '93.
Or the great Jalen Rose said, "Hold me back."
And you know who else was in it that didn't get wired up like I thought he would? Was Carmelo.
Yeah, but
I just think Carmelo just kind of there like, man, I don't care about none of these dudes. I'm just here because they paying the check.
Look, I'm just trying to not be at home with Lala and shit. We going through some shit.
Yeah, I'm just trying to hoop, dog. I ain't here for no more wild shit.
And he like, man, I don't want no problems. I just want to hoop. And I got problems at the crib.
He did look at Brandon Ingram kind of like, simmer down, young cat.
And that's when he should have known he was old then. Like, is Carmelo's not starting, right?
I don't know. I haven't watched him yet this year.
Yeah. I would be interested to know if that was a moment where he knew he shouldn't be starting. Like, if he was arguing about in the locker room, then he knew at that moment when Ingram looked at him, he's like, yeah, I shouldn't even be smart.
They said the Rockets offered 4 first-round picks for Jimmy Butler today.
What? For the apex predator?
For the foremost predator of our times. Is that the going rate on the Apex Predator for
a first round? So, hold on. They said 4 first round picks. I mean, I guess they're looking at it like that they're all going to be lower 22s, 25s, 30s. Because they're supposed to be that good. No, they figured they're on some like old school Yankee shit where they figure that they're just going to pick up somebody. Fuck it. We'll send our farm out. We'll get somebody on the back end because we're going to be that dope.
Right. Maybe.
But 4 first round picks, I don't even know. I wouldn't feel comfortable because are they for their picks? For theirs, are they like somebody else's picks that are old from like Sacramento Kings or some shit?
It was on TV. I saw it earlier.
You think the Apex Predator can get them over the hump?
I think I was at the oil change spot and saw it.
You think the Apex Predator can get them over the hump?
No.
And they still ain't fucking with the Golden State Warriors?
No. Nobody is.
Yeah.
Next.
Yeah.
Steph looked better than he has in like the last 4 years. He scored 51 points in 3 quarters.
I know. That was just stupid.
Yeah, they got cats that can give it to you so many ways. Like, if they just felt like it, imagine if they just said, all right, me, KD, and Clay all going to score 120 points tonight. The rest of y'all can take tonight.
Just get boards.
They could do that. And then say, all right, y'all. Now y'all get the fourth quarter. And they score 160. That could easily happen.
And what's crazy is Steve Kerr might go down as one of the best coaches of all time. Not within our era, but people look back and like, oh, man, he look at all them teams. And, you know, people look at the records and be like.
You want the great coaches all time from our era still.
No, I'm thinking they might start putting him up there with Red Auerbacher, Lenny Wilkins, Jackson.
He's a Red Auerbacher level coach. A bunch of talent. Keep the talent together. I mean, that's the
job. Yeah, that's true.
I mean, that's the job.
And keep them all happy.
Yeah. He does an incredible job of keeping them dudes together. That's a talent. People always say, if you got all this talent, you should win. Shit, having a lot of talent is a goddamn
shout out to Paul Silas, what he had when he had all that
shout
talent.
Shout out to everybody that's coached LeBron James and Kobe Bryant. Like, think about how...
Shout out to Rudy Tomjanovich. He died right after coaching Kobe.
think about...
That's how much stress that Kobe put on him. He died.
Is Rudy T dead?
Yeah, Rudy T's dead.
I don't think so.
Yes, he died like a couple years after he was coaching the Lakers, dog.
Kobe putting cats in the ground.
Dude, you didn't know Rudy was dead?
I don't know if I cared if he was alive or not. But yeah, so I don't know. That's a good NBA scrap to get things started. I'm happy for where we're at right now, and this NBA season is off to a good start. Giannis and Anthony Davis have been something to see. And yo, even Blake Griffin put up 50 points.
Yeah, I saw that.
I was like, dog, that's the most token 50 points I might have ever seen anybody get.
Oh, I'm lying like a motherfucker. Rudy T ain't dead.
I didn't think he was dead.
I'm sorry, Rudy T, man. I thought you
put
died.
Him in the ground.
Yeah, I did. I'm sorry. No, and I don't like doing that to people, though, because that's like some bad omen shit. I'm looking up Rudy T. You
better
not hope
ain't nobody on their podcast putting you in the ground since they like, man, straight out low cash ain't been on in years. Because you know why? It's because Daryl died. It's some dude right now over.
They don't even know it's the same person.
It's some dude over in Portland that just is like, yeah, you know, Daryl died and Javon in the military. Like, oh,
and Javon's in the military.
Yeah. Teddy converted. He returned to heaven. He reverted back to his natural form. The show is over with. Now all these cats are still alive. I seen them all like in the last.
Damn, man, I'm sorry, Rudy T. Man, I'm sorry about that, man. Maybe I'm putting him and Chuck Daly together at the same time.
Yeah, Chuck Daly's dead. Chuck
Daly's dead. So let's go into. We got a fun filled show though tonight though. So we gonna press forward a little bit. The Titanic is going back out, man.
I mean, all right. So yeah, all right. So let's set the table. There's a Titanic 2 that's gonna be set to sail in 2020 or 2022.
2021.
Okay, 2021. I think the Titanic 2 is coming out, and they're gonna sail the exact same course as their last one did in an effort to complete the journey this time. Now, all right. Mm-hmm. I mean, really? Like, if there's anything I ain't going to be a part of, it's going to be like, yo, check this out. We're going to send the Titanic back. And we're not going to change shit about what happened the first time because that ended so great. Like, that was a great idea. It worked out great the first time. So, I got some tips to maybe make this work out right.
So, they're going to do it in the winter and everything just like
that? I think they're doing the exact same thing. Damn. So I got some tips for you here. Number one, avoid the actual Titanic, which might have some pieces that is floating back up now getting in the way. Number two, stay awake because massive ass pieces of ice could get in the way of your journey. Mm-hmm. Number three, man, make sure that you, that black people have some cabins that ain't all the way down on the bottom this time. Because I'm going to tell you what, if anybody going to let you know some trouble on the horizon, it's us.
We oh,
gonna
early.
Feel, we going to feel. We going to feel that, that drama approaching. And be like, hey, wake up, nigga. Wake early. Up. Move early. Over. Let me take control of this thing.
Early.
And number four, maybe just don't do this shit. Because this is like literally one of the great disasters of all time.
So and
like
also,
you can call it the Titanic. You can send it wherever you want to send it. But you don't have to send it on the exact same
route.
This is like trying to make Catwoman again. Or making a fifth Batman and Robin movie. Like, you just don't have to do this. It doesn't have to happen.
Yeah. Also, don't let J.P. Morgan company be on there. Allegedly, he's the one that sunk it.
No.
Because you had insurance, a whole bunch of insurance on, a whole bunch of money set up in it. That's allegedly.
Ooh, that's big. That's big time conspiracy theory, right?
Oh there. Yeah, that's not like a one that's like that's a very very highly thought of conspiracy.
I mean, hell, if you got control of the bets like that, go for it.
Look, it's all sitting there for you, man. People were emailing about the Pusha T situation. Pusha T came back and drank after this interview. He said it wasn't. Kanye, it was his best friend 40 that fucking told some girl to kick it with them about it.
This is a lot of men, grown men pointing the finger at other grown men. This is starting to kind of cross over into the land of bitch assness now.
Yeah, it is. But it's interesting because Drake jumped out the window like it was Kanye, but it was his own homeboy pillow talking with a woman.
I mean,
which is fine, we all do that shit. But supposedly she was kicking on one of the dudes from Good Music still, and that's how it got spilled out.
Yeah, we don't all date crew boppers, though.
We all have. Have we been pillow talking with crew boppers, though?
No, I don't sleep with crew boppers.
Maybe that's... Keep in mind, 40's the one that's got MS or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
That he was so mad about. Which makes it the fucked up more even double entendre is that the dude that Drake said he got really upset about, the dude supposedly allegedly portrayed him.
I mean, hey... I mean, can you whoop his ass now? He got MS. Is that okay? I
don't think. Can you whoop somebody's ass with MS and like get props for it?
You like,
can't
if get you got for a homeboy that's got like, you know, a situation, an impediment or something like that, can you whoop his ass?
I mean, my godfather beat up a dude in a wheelchair though, and everything one time. He slapped the shit out of a dude in a wheelchair because he's trying to holler at his wife. Still his wife. He's been married like 35 years.
Be careful slapping cats in wheelchair because they might.
No, he said the dude grabbed him by the neck and like tried to choke him. Shout out to my godfather, Ephraim.
Hold up. So a dude in the wheelchair reached up and grabbed him by the neck?
No, he said, hey, let me holler at you real quick. And then, like, you know, you bend down like, yeah, what's up, man?
And he snatched
him up by the neck.
And then he started teeing off on him.
Yeah, no, he said I had to get loose a little bit. He's like, I just bucked off on him. Like, I gave him like 6 or 7 and knocked him out of his chair.
Hey, them cats
and then started stomping on him.
Them cats in wheelchairs be strong, dog.
Yeah, he said, I started stomping on him then, though. He said that's when it got kind of bad, though. Or whatever, and his boys grabbed him. He said it's in the late 70s,
it's in the 70s, it's okay.
Hold on, why is it okay that it was in the
70s? Everything's okay in the 70s.
So he can beat up a dude in a wheelchair, knock him out. Even though he said he was choking me, though. He was choking me, nephew. He said he was choking me, though.
That's okay. It's he said 'cause he was like, was it like 1979?
78.
Oh, yeah, it's fine.
It was 78.
Just don't do it in
1980. SIU, it was at SIUE.
Yeah, I've seen, that seems about right. Yeah,
it sounds like SIUE campus.
That's one of those places that things like that happen at. I wouldn't be surprised if people at SIUE, Southern Illinois University in Edwardsville, aren't still doing that stuff right now.
See, there's another guy in a wheelchair right now that got stomped out at the last party. So what do we have? One more thing last, man. Did we hit everything?
I don't think we touched on any topic?
Oh, let's get into it then, man.
So this week's main event is going... Oh, we needed This Week in Racism.
Oh.
All right, so let's go to it.
This Week in Racism. This Week in Racism, man.
This Week in Racism, proudly brought to you by white people for over 400 years. This Week in Racism, things got off to almost detrimental... It almost probably the end of days almost happened. Because when I saw it go across the news the other morning, I was doing a radio spot on Wednesday morning, and said that explosives was delivered to the house of the Clintons. I was like, oh man, I wasn't like, you know, a fan. I was like, oh, damn. Well, sucks. You know, a couple other people. And they said, and to the Obamas in Washington. I was like, oh, hell no.
And then Robert De Niro.
You see the Robert more people came today. Sent to Joe Biden today, which is also stepping on a bad level right there. Robert De Niro, a few more people. But listen here. Let me give you a warning. If I've ever said anything that's serving my country, it's this. Hey, man, don't fuck with the Obamas.
Dude.
If you do something...
Do you want to see some shit go crack off? If you
want to do something to them, it ain't going to be... what did Chuck D say? Right? They're taking nations of millions to hold us back? That ain't enough. That ain't enough. Because if you do something to them too, it's going to be Walking Dead Season 10 out here.
And it not because he's just a black person. We've had too many martyrs as black people, though, in the movement and in general in life. The motherfuckers will just get fed up.
Listen, I've gone on the record as saying Barack Obama is the greatest black man of all time.
100%.
So, if you do something to him, we taking that as a personal offense against each and every one of us. Now, you do see communities getting mobilized.
Do you want to see the black community come together? Then you do that.
Exactly.
But it may not be the way you want it to be.
Exactly.
But then you can't say the excuse of like black communities aren't
together. The fallout from that would change the way the United States was permanently. Ever. Forever.
So... Would it be like what's the man in the high castle? But it'd be the man in the high with a H-I high, like high life high life, man in the high life castle.
Man in the high life castle. I have been the man in the high life castle.
That would be the new movie of all black people end up revolting and getting their way and their power.
Yeah, it would be we shutting this thing down if you do something to Obama. Just letting you know. And so this week in racism is a public service announcement. Leave.
Don't fuck with Obamas.
Barack and Michelle alone.
And little girls too.
Oh yeah, well, of course. Don't mess with
Yeah, but I'm just
kids.
Saying in general, they might be like, you know, try to proxy it out.
The Obamas. All of them, son.
Alright, let's get into this, man. This Halloween, y'all. So now, we are going to take a assortment of great Halloween characters and tell you what kind of man they are.
Yeah, so what we want to do for this special holiday-themed edition of the program is to let you know when you may have a Halloween killer entering your life, ladies.
Or Halloween serial killer, because most of these are serial killers.
Well, okay, fine.
Yeah.
You know, but a popular Halloween character of all time, and how to identify which one you may have in the past dated or may be dating right now. So what we're going to do is throw out a few of them and lay out some of the distinguishing features that they're going to have and say which one he most closely identifies with.
Mm.
So you got the list, though.
Yes, I do. Let's go first. Frederick Krueger. Everybody knows him as Freddy Krueger.
Mm-hmm. So Freddy Krueger.
And I'm starting at the because he sells dreams. This is a dream selling guy.
Yeah, absolutely.
He's the guy that will tell you, he'll take you to Aruba, Jamaica. Mm-hmm. Ooh, I want to take you to Bermuda, Bahama. Come on, baby mama. Yes.
Come on, baby mama.
Yes, that's what black people. Baby mama.
Did they really say that in the
No,
first
they
time?
Said, come on, baby something.
I hope but they I changed say baby the mama.
Don't let me find out on fucking genius.com.
When I'm going to get these white castles on the show.
But he's the one that sell you them dreams, take you out everywhere, do everything. He's like, yo, he take you to Ruby, he do all this stuff, and then you wake up, you're in the middle of a nightmare.
Yeah, because he also is the one that comes through your DMs. Like, he just stalks his way into your life. You didn't expect to see him here, but here he is. And now before you know it, he took you on a ride.
And he's an attractive dude, too, though, now, because he's able to dress himself up as who he wants to.
Well, he can dress well.
Yeah.
He's not the best looking dude.
No, I would say he is.
But he dresses well.
I disagree. I think he is.
I'm saying Freddie. Anything compared to Freddie can't be a good looking dude.
No, but Freddie can make himself look like anybody is my whole point, though, because it's in your dreams.
Okay, but I'm saying that at the end of the day, when you really look at him for what he really is, he ain't never been a good looking dude.
No. But I'm saying on a general basis, there's a general attraction. Women to think they're attractive.
I know what you're saying. We're saying the same thing. Okay. But I'm saying he ain't
an attractive
though.
Dude.
Like, we would sit here and be like, what the hell is she
doing
with
him? Gotcha.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah. 100% agree. 100% agree. So Freddy Krueger is that. Next up, Jason Voorhees. Mm-hmm. So there is a distinction between him and the next person I'm going to name after this. Jason Voorhees is kind of a gorilla pimp.
Mm-hmm.
He just gonna come after you, and he just gonna be there, and he just gonna beast.
Yeah, he's not.
No pleasantries.
Yeah, there's nothing about him that's let you. You should already know. Jason Voorhees is the type of dude that you blame yourself for dealing with in the end. Like, you know how we all felt when we was watching like Friday the 13th, like part 6.
Like, and you blame them for being putting themselves in the situation. Like, and it's six times y'all been here.
Well, you start blaming yourself. Like, why the hell am I still watching this?
And you blame the characters too, though. Like, y'all, like, you've been in five of these movies before this, and y'all do the same shit every time.
Every time. Every time. You've like been alive Jason, for five Like when they movies. Kicked Jason down them steps and he fell into the basement, and then he somehow still found a way to get them people.
That's what I'm saying.
It's unnecessary. So Jason Voorhees is the ultimate gorilla pimp.
And also, back to Freddy Krueger. Freddy Krueger is adaptable. Remember, he went into video games. He's been into everything. He's very adaptable to what your dreams and what you feel you want to be.
He's studying you, and he knows what you're into.
Next up is Michael Myers.
Let's save Michael Myers. He's the greatest of all time. Let's save him for the end.
Save him for the end.
Yeah, save him for the end.
All right. Next up is the Leprechaun.
Oh, man.
This is the guy
that's going to spend that money.
Money. There you go. That's his...
He gonna spend that money.
And but he gonna want it back though.
You owe me something. You gonna pay him back some kind of way.
Oh, and he gonna make it a nightmare if you don't pay him back his money.
Make sure that you run that back to him. And he, the Leprechaun is a cat where you hear the chicks is always like, oh, I don't date short dudes. And then you see Leprechaun roll up in there and he looking at you in that little meme from the hallway. And he done throwing them coins at you and you're like, damn. How I end up with this 5'7" cat?
Because you was thinking about tricking on the situation, man. All right, next up, this one is, I guess it would be kind of an in between a Michael Myers and this is Bateman, Bates Hotel.
Oh, I thought you were talking about Jason Bateman.
No.
To be like he's a
Bates Hotel.
So Psycho.
Yep.
Okay. Norman Bates.
Norman Bates. Yes.
Yeah, Norman Bates is an underrated character in all these things. So who Norman Bates is?
He's very weird. He's around.
Norman Bates is the dude that is like, oh, he's kind of different.
Mm-hmm.
But he's, you know, good enough looking. He presents himself well. He loves his mother. And you're like,
he loves his mother.
And you look at him and you're like, oh, maybe I can ignore all of these other things because he does love his mother. So if he can treat one woman well, maybe he can treat me well too. Wrong. That's wrong, not wrong. How it's going to work at all. Because you know why? Because he is a fucking psychopath. That's why.
And he just waiting for you to go get in that shower, though. And he pulled it back. And he gone just...
But also, he's also the brother that's the Down-Low brother. Because Norman Bates showed up in that dress, too.
Yes. Yeah. That is the Down-Low brother, too.
So, he's the dude you get with where something seems right, but something really don't seem... You know, something seems good, but there's still something about him. And then you find out... He's a Down-Low brother, and that's what it was. And your senses was right the whole time.
Next up is Seth Brundle, if you remember him from The Fly.
Oh.
This is the smart, super, super smart brother that think he can smart his way into your panties.
Mm-hmm.
But he's a nightmare on the back end.
Mm-hmm.
He's a dude like, so you want to be with me? I'm a successful dude. I'm getting a PhD in aerospace engineering. You should want to be with me.
Mm-hmm. He's a dude that feels like he's done everything the way he was supposed to make up for... Something he didn't have. Maybe he didn't play ball. Maybe he didn't do that.
You know what? No little bit of swag. No little bit of coolness.
He ain't had that. So you know. But now he feels like he's done it.
I invented this invention that can transport you from one pod to the other.
But you know what that shows though? Just like in The Fly, all that ugliness on the inside gonna show itself on the outside.
Alright, next up we have Werewolf.
Just like all of them.
Yeah, I just made them
just like a werewolf.
Yeah.
All right, where are you at with this?
My thing is, this is the guy, and I've been this guy. This is the guy after the full moon that's blowing you up what you're doing, and I'm finna come through.
Oh, so werewolf. So everybody, I'm gonna put it to you.
Every
man has been the werewolf.
It depends on how that moon looking.
It depends on that moon looking and how they pouring that Hennessy.
Wherever establishment is in before that.
It depends on how that Hennessy getting poured up and then how you metabolating with it. Because you get to that certain point in that night where even if you know you ain't got no business to it, see that werewolf pop up and you hear about him the next day. You go home, your clothes all over the goddamn place, and ain't nobody there except for you.
Cause he gone.
But werewolf is also known as a fuckboy. Cause you done sent all them fuckboy text messages, mm-hmm. or you done said something crazy at the club to some chick that you know you're not supposed to be talking to like that. Yep. Like that werewolf is a dude that ended up trying
he just start throwing alley oops.
Yes.
He's
throwing it off the backboard.
and if he get it though.
Like, he's a dude that's down there hooping like Shep on above the rim. He ain't got no ball.
And he talking to himself.
Yep.
Doing everything. It's like, no, what?
when you go out, you'll recognize a werewolf in a hurry. You can see a werewolf when it's there. You stay the hell away from
it. And the
werewolf.
Thing is, though, and the werewolf, when you see him in person, is even worse. If he's out, the full moon is out and he see you, and he meant to text you in his mind, and he gets to see you, oh, he's full court press.
Yeah, he never goes away.
Oh, he there all night with you.
Yeah.
Now, the thing is, though, that you'll be like, oh, man, he's been on my drinks. He's been nice. Nah, man. Mm-hmm. He's trying to pillage. Mm-hmm. He's trying to pillage.
And plunder.
Yes. All that shit. It, man.
I don't know if I remember It.
You never seen the movie It? With the clown?
Oh, It. That It. Yeah, yeah. Pennywise. Yeah, Pennywise.
Yeah, Pennywise.
Okay. Oh, yeah. Yeah, I just saw that last Halloween. Where you at with Pennywise?
My thing of Pennywise is the guy that is the nigger. Not nigger. Nigger. It's that guy, though, that thinks he studied all the pickup artist books that be like, well, I got to diss her a little bit for her to, like, bring her inhibitions down, and then I can come in and get her, and then basically make her fearful of what I am, like, the not being able to fuck with me. Like, I mean, you okay looking. But some dudes would do that.
I see that Pennywise brother is a completely different type of cat. Type of cat that's trying to go for the jokes, but them jokes are set up on some sinister memes.
Or, like, on some Nelly, like, you gonna show me your pussy unless you gonna do it?
Yeah, that's Pennywise all day right there. Pennywise actually wrote that song.
So Pennywise is Nelly from Hot in Here.
Yes.
Okay. Then I'm going to use that character I'm talking about. We're going to use him later on for somebody else.
All right, great.
Then next up, I have, we're going to keep this guy later. We got my man, Jack Torrance, man, The Shining. This is the guy that you thought that was a certain way. He's similar to the Freddy Krueger dude, but the Freddy Krueger dude is giving you real outlandish dreams.
So, you know,
he's giving you outlandish dreams. He's like, yo, I'm gonna take you on a cruise around the world. Mm-hmm. He only take you to fucking Compton. You know what I'm saying?
See, the Jack Torrance that I envision is like the dude that's been married and he getting back out into the world and he don't know how the rules work.
No, but he's reckless with it, though.
Yes, exactly. Yeah,
yeah. He coming in at like 7 in the morning, like, what's the problem?
Like the dude that comes back. No, this is the dude that comes back after you've been off the scene for a little while and just don't know how it works at all.
Oh, you're saying he comes back as Jason Voorhees, though?
No. Because Jason Voorhees, you're born as a Jason Voorhees. You're either.
Does he come back as the character we're going to talk about at the end then?
No, he's not. This is a completely different thing. Jack Torrance appears to be a regular ass dude, but it ain't nothing right about him at all. Because stuff been in his head and he's been tumbling it around. He's been drinking that red rum. And now he back and he ain't been in the game for so long because he's been married for 7-8 years. And now he back out there just trying to just go in on everything he can. And you're like, I can't go out with this dude. Like, as a dude, you're like, I can't roll with him. We can't take him out.
Because he's gonna embarrass all of us. He's going to, you know, make us all look bad.
Yeah.
Next up, Candyman.
Oh, God.
This one can go two different ways.
Don't you only got... You only got...
A couple of minutes.
I'm saying you can't say that anymore.
I know. But the reason I'm saying that is because it could be the dude you keep calling and texting, and he just will come through, though, because you call his name 5 times in the mirror.
Yes.
It's like the dude you just know you could text him, and he gonna come through.
Candyman is a throwback to another theory of ours, is the happy to be here.
Yes, he's very happy. But then the other thought of me is like the dude that is lurking in the shadows to get revenge, though, too, on you. Hmm.
So he's a catfish.
Yeah. Mm. But he's been, no, you dissed him. Because remember, that's how Candyman comes to existence.
Okay.
Is by having the, you know, he was an ex-slave and everything and all that. But now, the reason I'm saying is that you put him in the friend zone, mm-hmm, or whatever. But then you start trying to push out the friend zone. He's like, I got you, bitch, and I'm going to get you. I've had friends that have done this, though, where they been put in the friend zone, but then the woman was like, well, maybe let's start something. Like, nah, bitch, I'm Candyman. I'm coming to get revenge.
I thought you were just like Candyman was a cat that was dating white women. Now he back for black women.
Oh, shit. God, that's even better.
Like, your tactics don't work with black women, dog, but you back in the black club.
And they call your name 5 times?
Yeah.
Lee.
And you like, hey, man, that ain't going to work with black women. They all know each other.
So we have 3 different areas. So y'all let us know on that one of what y'all kind of think of what y'all think it could be, though. Dracula, man.
That cat that show up at a casual club in a 3-piece suit. with that cloak on, and you'd be like, "Damn, what this brother on?"
See, I think Dracula can be updated though. Dracula in general kind of is the flyest dude of the time. So whatever the dopest style is for the time, I think he's at the highest end of it.
See, I think Dracula, the cat that shows up to happy hour, like he going out for the night. And you'd be like, damn, dog, how the hell you got that?
But he got that mouthpiece on though.
Yeah. Oh, Dracula hitting you with that game. Like Dracula making all eye contact from the end of the bar.
And he buying you and all your girls
drinks. Like Dracula looking into a girl's eyes and they look down at him and then before they know it, he's right next to him. Like he's 10 people down the bar, looks into their eyes, and then next thing you know, he's right next to you.
Ooh.
But Dracula also is the cat that you can't never see during the day because he got a family and you don't see him until right. Night.
Yep. And when he bites you, he got you though too though. So mm-hmm. now you're investing into the side chick situation. Yes. And you locked in for at least a year.
He's turned you into an unwitting side chick, and that's not your fault. That's
not at all. Because you was bit by Dracula.
You don't see him during the day ever because never. He got a family.
Never.
But at night, Dracula back out in full fucking effect.
And he'll go anywhere with you at night.
Yeah, he gonna be camouflaged. He gonna do whatever it takes to get there. Like Dracula taking you to places you ain't even know that was in the city in the first place.
All right, Dr. Jekyll, Mr. Hyde.
Well, everybody got that. Now that's called a domestic abuser. That's called the cat that you thought was one type of cat. And now you gotta have your brothers come and whoop his motherfucking ass because he done put his hands on you one time.
So ladies, we're gonna flip this back on you. A homegirl from Misery. I'm gonna flip it to the woman's side with this.
Yeah, let's do that real quick because we all kind of.
We only doing it with just no. It ain't just men.
No, I'm saying yeah. I've been there.
Yeah,
I've been there. Like. Mess with somebody and even her friends was like, "You sure?"
but just like homeboy when he got sucked in, like, man, but she the pussy good though. Like he's like, she nice to me. She come feed me. Mm-hmm. She just came out of nowhere.
She doing all the things that you need done until you be like, actually, you know what she is? She the girl you just kicking it with, but like,
and you told her it wasn't gonna be nothing more.
Yes.
And then she flip on you like, but you. But I thought we agreed that we was just kicking it.
I wasn't going to just be here just to be your good time. And you'd be like, but hold up.
But I thought it was both our good times. The great DMX says, you blaze me, I blaze you.
Right. DMX did say that. He said it for all of us.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what that is. That's what that is to me right there.
That's a good one. All right. Next, Carrie. That was my other one. My next one for the women.
I mean, Carrie. See, to me, Carrie is always a sympathetic character. Because Carrie kind of the chick you slept on, but you probably was treating her the wrong way. But
she came back looking bad.
But she really got that fire on her. And like you found out and you was just like, God damn, I ain't know she had it like this.
But then you pawning and trying to go after her, but then you finally get her and she like, oh no.
Carrie is the chick that you treat bad and then she end up being like an astrophysicist and your ass still working a Jiffy Lube.
But she thinking about how it was in high school.
Yeah. Like she...
She ain't adapted to... She's still pawning after that past shit.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right, man. The alien from Aliens. I thought that was one of the late ones I got.
Like the motherfucker that hopped out of nigga's stomach?
Yeah, man. I didn't know where to go with this one. I got a question mark next to this one. Because I thought horror, I just put question
alien
mark.
Alien is somebody that just moved into town and you don't know their background and then they end up being real fucked up and you ain't had nobody to call on to know it until afterwards. Like they ain't got no pictures with no friends on Facebook or nothing and you be like, hold on, who is you? Like where you pop from?
Where you pop out from?
Yeah. And then you get back and
and they pop out of some other person's chest.
And you know why it happened? Because this chick wasn't always a chick. And then you end up, it's like the crying game.
Ooh.
No.
You sitting there like Pacino, huh? Crying in the shower and shit.
You hurt. You done wrecked yourself.
Now this one, I came up with the back end. I don't even know. And I know you're going to love these next two.
How many more do we have left?
We have four more left.
Okay. All right, because I want to make sure.
No. Including our last one.
Well, before we get to the lag, I want to make sure you touch on them because I got a couple.
Oh, you want to add some in?
Make sure that we hit.
Okay. Two. I was saying The Exorcist, man.
Oh, good. That was one of mine.
Yeah.
The Exorcist is the chick that you give that premium to too soon, and then you just can't shake her off. And it's like something stuck with her. Or you can reverse this too for the ladies. A dude that you just dropped off some good pussy on him. You topped it on. You dropped it off, and you know, it had nothing.
And it was like, and this like an exorcism. It wasn't that child wasn't picked for any reason. It was just like, you felt in a moment to drop off some good dick or some good pussy in that moment.
There was no motive to this.
Just like that kid was chosen for no reason.
Right.
He was just a random child that he chose to inhabit.
Yes.
And you was like, you know, I want to get down and dirty, and I ain't broke off nobody. You just the willing participant tonight.
Right. Correct.
And now you possessed.
And now you stuck with somebody who number you got to block.
Next up, The Thing.
The Thing.
That was the one with our boy Keith David in it, where they kept jumping from person to person.
Oh.
And nobody know who the fuck had it in them.
Yeah. That's also called
STD.
Yeah, that's called an STD. That's called an STD.
That's for everybody.
We can move right along.
Yeah, we can move. That was for everybody. And then Leatherface.
Oh, man.
Leatherface is the chick that you really was like, God damn, how drunk I get last night. And where the fuck am I at?
Same thing for a woman, though.
Same thing. Absolutely. Well, yeah. Okay. Yeah, absolutely. You look over like, God damn.
But what made you, were that fucked up, that person appealed to you?
I had a homeboy that was at the, that was drinking a couple years ago at a party and said he ended up at the strip club.
I know who this is too, though. That's what you said that,
He was like, hold up,
and then he was like, I almost end up hitting, but the part of me is like, he's like, it was
he
like
said,
a, it
in
was
that
like a
last
glimmer
moment
of
hope. There was a piece of me that just stepped up like, we cannot do this. And he was like, all right, I gotta go home.
It was like what movie is that where the brother is the one following, helping him out in a horror movie, where he dies and then he helps out the other brother and like going through problems. I cannot remember this movie.
Well, like Kadeem Hardison and
Vampire in Brooklyn?
No, in the basketball movie.
Something similar to that, but it was like,
what movie?
What's the name of that movie? No. I'm thinking about it's got what you call it in it. It's the first Phantasm.
Oh.
Cause you know his brother dies.
That's right.
And then he comes back and is helping him through the second Phantasm. Or is he the first or the second Phantasm? It's the first Phantasm. His brother dies and comes back and helps him out.
Yeah.
And then we got Lurch from Phantasm.
Yeah.
You had a great one though with the Lurch dude from Phantasm.
Go.
So you were saying he's the dude that just show up.
Yeah.
All the time.
Yeah.
But he just beat her like, you're gonna give me supposed to at some point.
Yeah.
Someone's like, gonna be around.
He's completely okay with waiting this out.
For years.
I got it. So
we have one more. My one left that we know that we both had.
Okay, so I've got two that I got to do real quick too. Number one is the Mummy Pimp, where he's
the Mummy Pimp,
old ass dude. It's like man, this
racks.
Dude always been around. Like, he been in the club from the first time I went to now, and I've been married for 5 years, and he's still in the club.
And then I go randomly out with my boys.
Yeah,
he there.
Yeah, so like he's a dude that be steady dating chicks the same age all the time too. Like, when them chicks age out, he's still dating them young chicks the same way.
So he stay at 25 to 35.
In his mind, he's just stopped at 35, and he acts like that forever, even though he's probably like 47. And he's already 35, hollering at 25-year-olds. And it's like, hey man, you really 47. You was like 22 when she was born, bro. Take it easy.
Yeah. You were literally graduating college when she was born.
Yeah, like you would have completely been out of it. And now my last on the undercard before we get to the main event. Pinhead.
Hellraiser.
I mean, Pinhead is the dude that's out here talking that shit.
He talks a lot of shit.
Talking that shit.
I mean, he's out here. He's showing you a good time. He's that dude that be posting pictures on Instagram from places he went to like 3 years ago
and acting like it's new.
Real good and acting like it's new.
Ooh.
So you like, oh man, he's doing a lot of stuff. He's really.
Is that, I've never been a Hellraiser fan. Is that what he does in the Hellraiser movies?
No, Hellraiser has got like the Pandora's box.
Okay.
And like, you know, all of that stuff and got all them creatures and demons in it. But like, he the dude that like presents it one way and then you end up down in the hood. And you be like, hold on, Doc.
So he's an algorithm of Freddy.
In a way. But he, I don't know, Hellraiser's a weird ass movie.
So basically Hellraiser's the dude that just is like, he's a dope dude that takes you to po' boys though. Yeah. In general. But you was cool with it, but you didn't know it was gonna be po' boys though.
Yeah.
Like, you didn't know he's gonna leave you.
You should be kicking some Pinhead game and something.
And
his
no, he's song. Gonna leave you at po' boys.
Yeah. Like, yeah, like Hellraiser is the dude that flies you out for All-Star Weekend but then don't send you back home.
You gotta find your own way back.
Yeah.
Pinhead will use you. He's just like the worst dude of all time.
And he may, and he left the bill with you.
Cause he and the only but he ain't doing it out of disrespect. He can't afford to do this the round trip flight.
He's like, man, I got one way.
So I'm gonna
get her out there. And I told her my name is Tyrone, my real name is Chris.
And then I'm gonna dip. I'm gonna go back into Pandora's box and I'm out of here.
She ain't never gonna be able to find me again. I'm gonna delete my Facebook page, everything.
I'm out.
You can't even find me because my name is Tyrone on there.
Right.
Last up is, and we're gonna have to bring our guest on for this one though too, though, because we want to keep this extended.
We'll do a follow up for it after.
Michael Myers, the known incel.
Michael Myers, in our mind, is the ultimate incel.
Mm-hmm.
So let's break down Michael Myers. And you know, first of all, he was as a child. He already showed aggressive tendencies towards women from the very beginning.
Mm-hmm.
And then when he matured, after years of being off the scene, he continued right where he left off at. Like every time Michael Myers gets in the street, he's killing as many women as he possibly can.
Off the top.
Michael Myers is the foremost incel of all time.
And he won't kill a dude unless you're trying to protect a woman. He just don't kill collateral dudes is off the strength. Like Freddy, Jason, and they killing whoever.
Yeah, they don't discriminate.
Michael Myers is like, man, you in my way. Well, I got to kill you then.
Right.
If you would just went to your car and just drove off, I wouldn't have fucked with you.
Right. And you don't know what really drives this dude. We don't know why he does what he does, but we just know this is who he is.
And he wants to kill women.
Yeah. He is the, Michael Myers is the ultimate incel. And so Michael Myers is like the dude that's in the club who just hate women. Like he just in there. Like there might be like a little bit of that, you know, of that homosexuality in him.
It's 100% that's sitting there.
I think Michael Myers might be a mad homosexual as well.
And that's fine if he is, but don't be killing women, dude.
I'm not here to judge you for your sexual orientation.
And
ever.
He keep coming back saying I'm not gay.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean,
he keeps coming back saying I'm not gay.
And you just can't you can't stop him.
I'm not gay.
Yeah.
Trust me. You know what? You know how much I'm not gay? I'm finna go kill or rape some of these women. I'm not gay.
No, I have no problem with women. I just kill them because that's just what I do. Like, no, that's not normal, bro.
What do you mean? Like, they don't want me. They don't want to talk to me. I gotta kill them.
I got no rhyme or reason for this. But remember that this is an internal narrative because Michael Myers doesn't talk.
Talk, right.
So.
But we get a lot of this from his sister, though, too, where she's like, fuck him. He only wants to kill women. You know, like, he followed her through a whole hospital, pushed other people out the way, other men out the way, and killed women, though. He grabbed women by the throat and throwed them into the water. He's pushed dudes out the way, if you've seen Halloween 1.
Yeah.
Only time he'll kill you if you like, Michael, just get away from her. And like, oh, well, I got to kill you now.
Yeah, I got to kill you.
Because you're protecting this fucking woman, you fucking bastard.
Yeah.
I don't want to kill no men.
You love women? Man, I got
to
kill you.
I kind of wanted to kiss you and shit afterwards, but you know. Yo, this is a wild episode, man. Yo, y'all, email us straightolc@gmail.com. We're going to bring this back because we're going to have a guest soon.
We're going to review
this. OG review hour next week, next time, right?
We'll get with them.
OG, because people are asking about this OG. Huh?
Yeah, it's coming back up, though. The follow-up is coming back
up. They
said,
because somebody silly said, don't cheat us for Thanksgiving, niggas.
Well, damn.
Well, no, because people, you know, because people try to, like, oh, what was the holidays? We ain't even do it.
Oh, no, we'll get it worked
out. Yeah, we got some stuff. We got a lot of stuff cooking in the kitchen, man, for y'all, seriously. StraightOLC@gmail.com. Soon it's going to be, if you subscribe to the podcast, it's going to say Straight OLC the Scenario on iTunes and on Stitcher as soon as they update it. So whenever they decide to update it,
it's going
on
down.
Both of their platforms.
We got new art coming. We got some new sites that you can check out the content with a few more things as well. Soon we're going to be bringing some of the best ofs. So, you know, shout out. Let us know some of your favorite segments of all time. Email those.
I guess we can do another holiday one, but we had a good Christmas episode last year.
Yeah, we'll put that together. You know, we'll get back into breaking down Black Thanksgiving, first White Thanksgiving. You know, but yeah, we're going to have some best of shows.
Shout out to our people that's been listening to Jason Whitlock at the barbecue episode. That for some reason that's been like a blown up episode for some reason. I don't know how that happened.
Oh, it's fine.
Like that's, you know, it's just weird to me, like the episodes that just pop out randomly that aren't like way in archives. Like
let us know.
Jason Whitlock is a high searchable thing right now.
He was cooning it up again the other day.
With Roland Martin.
Yeah.
So maybe that's why he popped up.
The Coon Olympics was popping off with them too. So we got
Coon
some
Olympics.
We got some more heat coming for you soon.
Shout
man.
Out to Michael Myers, the
ultimate
incel, man. Thank y'all for listening. As always, appreciate it. Peace.